New Jersey Department of Education released data showing the impact of COVID-19 on the progress of students in our schools, showing how the closures, remote learning, well, they say may have affected the students in New Jersey public schools, all 1.3 million of them. So in an effort to measure who lost what in place of the usual student learning assessment, state administered an abbreviated series of tests they called Start Strong. This was last fall, the grades 4 through 10, gauging their post-pandemic knowledge in math, science, and English language arts. The findings, English language arts, 2019, proficient at grade level or above, 97.9%. 2021, 60.9%. Let's look at math. 2019, 97.9%. 2021, 61%. Catching a trend here? Let's go over to science. In 2019, 97.8%. 2021, 60.7%. According to the Department of Education, impact was the greatest among elementary students, as well as those who are Black, Hispanic, economically disadvantaged, English language learners, and those with disabilities. Tests found that at least 42% of students in grades 4 through 8 may need, their term now, strong support to catch up in math, while 60% of older students taking algebra may need extra help. Additionally, at least a quarter of students in grades 5 through 10 could also need strong support in English language arts, along with 41.5% of students in the fourth grade. The DOE and other stakeholders are hoping to use the results of Start Strong to determine appropriate supports to get all students back on track during the 21-22 school year. The assessments will help inform how schools spend remaining COVID aid that they got from the federal government. So far, 90% of the more than $4.3 billion of those funds have been at least allocated to the districts. This all came to the attention of Senate Majority Leader Teresa Ruiz, who called the newly released figures alarming, heartbreaking, and disturbing, saying there's no plan currently to deal with the educational pandemic that's been looming and coming to a crash here in the state of New Jersey. You might remember that the state did come up with plans and programs for the time before the start of the current school year, but they were on such short notice parents couldn't get their kids into them. It resulted in some school districts seeing less than 20% attendance in some of the summer programs that were being offered. So why should we expect anything more effective now, since it's pretty much the same people making the decisions? There were representatives from the state educational organizations who met virtually recently to demand a statewide plan to address all this, along with unclear health guidance and staffing shortages. As all this was going on, Governor Murphy said this past Monday that we currently have no intention or plan to shut our schools, but he said certainly individual schools and districts might make their own decisions. Pass the buck much? State can't even tell you how many schools are closed if you ask them. Spokesperson for the DOE said this past week, the department's still working to update the latest school closure numbers. That was, when was that? As of Thursday afternoon. Yeah, my dog ate my homework. Maybe we'll try that. Department of Education has been strained during the pandemic. They've lost a lot of their workforce, bouncing between commissioners. As the legislative session comes to a close, the acting education commissioner still remains unconfirmed in that position. There are some bright lights coming through all this, though. Tony Trangoni, who is the president-elect of the New Jersey Association of School Administrators, shared a success story from Millville Public Schools, that's in Cumberland County, said his district chose to go out on their own rather than use the state option for COVID testing, and as a result, offers free COVID testing to the students, staff, and community as a test-to-stay strategy, which has a greater opportunity, greater chance of keeping schools open. As I said, money is available. I'm not sure how it's being spent. At the same time, every district has different needs. Susie Young, who's the executive director of the New Jersey Association of School Business Officials, said a full accounting of COVID spending by school districts probably won't come about for at least a few more months. federal program is called the Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Funds, otherwise known as ESSR, ESSER. While time is running out to spend the remainder of that money, districts have 9 months left to expend that first round of ESSER funding, but are running into delays and issues with grant application processing. Are you getting the idea that state officials and federal officials, too, kind of make up these plans as they go along? What do they call that, leading from behind?